This is the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter. To get online, call toll-free nationwide, 1-877-893-TALK. That's 1-877-893-8255. Sitting in for Dr. Mohler today, Russell Moore. Dr. Moore is Dean of the School of Theology at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. Now, here's your host for today, Dr. Russell Moore.
Hello, my name is Russell Moore, and I can see Russia from my house. Question is today, what is up with Sarah Palin? Now, I want to hear from you. Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK, and explain the Sarah Palin resignation to me, because I don't understand it. And right now, evangelical Christians all over the country are being looked at because this is supposedly the base for Governor Palin and the base for her supposed run for the White House in 2012. Now, you, listeners of this program, are the very people that the media say will be the ones supporting Sarah Palin. Do you still? Should we still? Should we at all? Give me a call at 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK, and help me understand what's going on with Governor Palin and what we can learn from it. Is there anything that evangelical Christians can learn from this press conference the other day and about leadership from what Sarah Palin is doing? I am open to understanding it. I just don't understand it yet. I can certainly understand not running for re-election. I can certainly understand that. And I can certainly understand Governor Palin saying, I am quitting and I am out of politics because I want to be a mom. I can not only understand that, I could commend it. What I'm confused about is the fact that we have a resignation and it seems at least an ambiguous signal about a future national political career, about continuing on the conversation on a national stage. I don't know what to make of that. I've never seen anything like this in my life. I've listened to the resignation speech and press conference the other day several times, and I still don't know exactly what she is up to. I know she's a very bright lady. I was very enthusiastic about Sarah Palin, not really for political reasons, just as much as for a recognition of some really impressive talent when John McCain tapped her to be the vice presidential nominee. When she came out in Dayton, Ohio and gave that speech, I don't know if any of you remember this, before all of the Tina Fey imitations and before the Katie Couric interview and before the vice presidential debates and before all the Bristol stuff and all of that, remember when she came out and gave that speech and then went to the Republican convention and stood up and electrified that crowd? I remember thinking, I haven't seen this kind of talent in a long, long time. This is a really, really effective communicator. But now, what are we to make of this? And what are we to learn from it about the way that we, as evangelical Christians, respond to political leadership? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. This past Friday, right before the 4th of July weekend, there were rumors coming out of Alaska that Governor Palin would hold a press conference and that she would announce that she was not running for re-election as governor of Alaska. Made sense, because if she's planning to run for president in 2012, she didn't want the burden of having a very hotly contested re-election campaign in 2010. She was just going to concentrate on that. But then she has the press conference, and this is what she says. Well, what she said was this. Well, let me just tell you what she said.
With this announcement that I'm not seeking re-election, I've determined it's best to transfer the authority of governor to Lieutenant Governor Parnell. And I am willing to do this so that this administration, with its positive agenda and its accomplishments and its successful road to an incredible future for Alaska, so that it can continue without interruption. Let me go back quickly to a comfortable analogy for me, and that's sports, basketball. And I use it because you are naive if you don't see a full court press from the national level picking away right now. A good point guard, here's what she does. She drives through a full court press, protecting the ball, keeping her head up because she needs to keep her eye on the basket. And she knows exactly when to pass the ball so that the team can win. And that is what I'm doing. Yeah. Some are going to question the timing of this. And let me just say...
Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't understand what the analogy means when it comes to not serving out that term of office in Alaska. And I just want to know from you, are you still enthusiastic about Sarah Palin? Would you still say we ought to get behind her? I mean, think about all of the really, really great things that Sarah Palin believes in. Think of the pro-life issue. Think about the way that Sarah Palin not only was willing to articulate the right to life of the unborn, she modeled it in her own life and family with the birth of her baby, Down syndrome baby, with the fact that she spoke so openly and so passionately about how her baby Trig had the right to life and how he was a joy to her family and not a burden. I really respect that. I really admire that. Think about the way that she didn't cast out her daughter when she became pregnant. She didn't communicate that she was ashamed of her. She welcomed her back into the family. But on the other hand, what in the world is going on? I don't understand this at all. And I just want to know from you, do you think we ought to say, hey, let's follow Sarah Palin? Does she speak for you? Or are you worried about the fact that she's not continuing out her commitment that she made to the people of Alaska? Does that bother you or not? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. And let's talk about what Sarah Palin means for evangelical Christians in the public square, if anything at all. 877-893-8255. But first, in other news today, former Defense Secretary Robert McNamara has died. Mr. McNamara, you'll remember, was in charge of the Defense Department during the Vietnam War, later had a change of heart about whether or not the Vietnam War was wise. He is now dead at the age of 93. Among those eulogizing and commending Secretary McNamara, George McGovern, the anti-war Democrat from the Vietnam War era, who says that Mr. McNamara was a man of integrity. And President Obama is headed to Russia for a two-day summit, talking with the president and other leaders there in Russia about relations between the U.S. and Russia, which have been chilly of late. Question is whether or not Obama can talk Russia into joining with the U.S. on issues ranging from energy policy to a nuclear Iran. It'll be interesting to see how that comes about, along with arms control negotiations, always a big issue for U.S. former Soviet relations. Al Franken is the new United States Senator from Minnesota. And in USA Today today, he says that he is not going to be a comedian anymore. You remember Al Franken from Saturday Night Live when he was Stuart Smalley, great character. I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. He says he's going to have a more serious space in the United States Senate. He's not going to be cracking jokes or doing impersonations. Instead, Franken says he's going to emulate Hillary Clinton, who was a workhorse, not a show horse, as he put it. She came into the Senate and learned the job and worked hard. He says that's what he's going to do as well, even though he is in a really, really key position as the 60th Democratic senator, making it at least allegedly filibuster-proof United States Senate. And new stem cell research regulations have been handed down now from the Obama administration. And all of those stem cell lines that were prohibited by the Bush administration because they're ethically problematic in terms of how they were received, how they were harvested, they are now up for grabs for research by the United States government and being funded by you. And of course, the question that everyone is talking about right now is that of Sarah Palin. Political pundits all around the country are divided as to whether or not she is finished with politics or whether or not she's crazy like a fox and she is resigning as governor of Alaska in order to enable her to be a more effective populist leader of a presidential campaign in 2012. And all these folks in New York and Chicago and Los Angeles, they're talking about you, Albert Mueller program listeners, because they're saying evangelical Christians are the backbone of Governor Palin's support. Will you still support her? Do you think that she ought to be the leader of evangelicals and traditionalist Catholics and others in the United States of America in the years to come? Or has she kind of forfeited all of that by quitting? 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. What do you think about Sarah Palin? Give me a call. Let's talk about it here on the Albert Mueller Program. This is Russell Moore, sitting in for Albert Mueller. Sarah Palin has had a lot of support from evangelical Christians, politically, culturally, and otherwise. My question is, should we be supporting her after this? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. What do you think we can learn from this kind of leadership? 877-893-TALK. But first, have on the line my friend, Dr. Richard Land, who is president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention. Dr. Land leads the public advocacy for the world's largest Protestant denomination. He's dealing with members of Congress and presidents and governors and leaders in the political and cultural spheres all over the country every single day. And some of you who listen to this program regularly will remember in the summer of 2008, Dr. Land and I were right here on this program talking about Sarah Palin before John McCain made his pick, and we were enthusiastic about her before a lot of people knew who she was. My question is, should we have been? Let me know. 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Dr. Richard Land, welcome to the Albert Mueller Program.
Well, thank you, Russell. It's good to be with you.
What in the world is Sarah Palin doing?
Well, I can't answer that question for sure, but I don't think this was an impulsive move on her part. She is a committed Christian, and my guess is she prayed about this long and hard before she made the decision. I actually think it's a shrewd move.
Really?
I do. If she wants to run for higher office, it's a shrewd move.
Well, now, Dr. Land, who have you ever known running for president of the United States who has served 2.5 years as governor of a state, resigning in the middle of that term?
Well, I don't know anyone, but I know someone who had been a senator for about 2.5 years when he started running for president. His name's Barack Obama. And he was running for president instead of being a senator from Illinois for the next year and a half. And so the people of Illinois got shortchanged. I think Sarah came to the conclusion that her enemies, and she has many, thought they had figured out a strategy to tie her down and tie her up in knots through the very aggressive ethics commission they have in Alaska. She's had 15 charges against her, all of them dismissed, but in the process she's run up about $500,000 legal bill, and the state of Alaska has run up about a $2 million legal bill. once she resigns as governor, they can't do that anymore. Secondly, she can now come down to the lower 48 states, and she can expose the country to her considerable charisma on a far more full-time basis without being attacked for not attending to business in Alaska. She turns over the state to a lieutenant governor who is a good friend of hers and a Republican. She feels that he can probably get more done than she could because she was becoming a lightning rod for the liberal blogosphere.
Mm-hmm.
She can write her book. She can go on a book tour for her book. More importantly, she can campaign for the host of Republican candidates for Congress, Senate, governor, state legislature, city council, who will want her to come and raise money for them. And she will be collecting a whole bucket full of IOUs exactly the same way Richard Nixon did between 1964 and 1968. And I think that if she wants to run for president, this was a very shrewd move on her part.
But Dr. Lamb, wouldn't you say if she has enemies in Alaska who can, by filing ethics complaints, essentially drive her out of office, what will it be like as president of the United States?
Well, as president of the United States, there's not the same kind of ethics commission that they have in Alaska. And she doesn't just have enemies in Alaska. She's got enemies all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is because she presents an existential threat to liberal feminism in the United States. She threatens to redefine what it means to be a modern woman. She's a conservative. She's a mother. She has five children, the last one being a Down syndrome child. She's a hunter, a crack shot, and a governor, and has a husband. And she's good looking. All of those are existential threats to radical leftist feminism. And they are especially brutal on her, the same way they were especially brutal to Clarence Thomas, because Clarence Thomas, as a black man, was an existential threat to the liberal narrative of black people always being liberal. They, in the same way that they were extremely critical and ravaged Miguel Estrada,
mm-hmm.
because he was he broke the liberal narrative of the Hispanic. They dare, you know, Clarence Thomas dared to get off the liberal plantation. Miguel Estrada dared to leave the liberal barrio, and Sarah Palin refused to buy anti-woman liberal leftist feminism.
So if Sarah Palin runs for president in 2012, you think evangelical Christians will support her?
I don't know. I think that there's a better, I think some of them will. I mean, I've been to some places where evangelical women particularly have brought their daughters to see Sarah Palin because they want them to see that they can be evangelicals and be mothers and be professional women too. Look, nobody knew who Barack Obama was, more or less, 3.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows what's going to happen? I think that Sarah Palin has improved her chances of being the successful nominee by what she's done. Whether it will prove to be successful, that's up to the voters, evangelical and otherwise. I mean, I think there are going to be some very attractive candidates for evangelicals in the 2012 election. I think that Mike Huckabee is a very attractive candidate to evangelicals. I think that Tim Pawlenty will be attractive to many evangelicals.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bobby Jindal will be attractive to many evangelicals.
Yes, indeed.
And, you know, Mitt Romney got a lot of evangelical votes the last time. So we'll see. I mean, you know, somebody will emerge as the most likely candidate. And I think that Governor Palin has certainly increased her chances of that being the case by what she's done.
All right. Thank you very much, Richard Land, President of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention. Dr. Land thinks that Governor Palin's resignation was a shrewd move. I don't. I don't understand it at all. Maybe you disagree with me or with Dr. Land or with both of us. Let me know what you think. Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. How should we understand Sarah Palin's resignation, and what should we learn from it? 877-893-TALK. This is Russell Moore, sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program.
listening to the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter. To get on the line, call toll-free 1-877-893-TALK. That's 1-877-893-8255. Or go to www.albertmohler.com and email your questions and comments. Here again is your guest host, Dr. Russell Moore.
Everybody's talking about Sarah. Governor Sarah Palin resigned from office, and the question is that a good thing or not, and will she keep her support among evangelical Christians? This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program. I enjoyed talking to my friend Richard Land a few minutes ago about the situation with Sarah Palin. He referred to Richard Nixon. It's his fault Nixon's on my mind, because he says that it's a similar situation to Richard Nixon, who, after all, said in the 1962 campaign for governor of California, you won't have Richard Nixon to kick around anymore, and then later on went to become president of the United States in 1968. Is this the same situation? I don't think it is. I think there is something really confusing about this whole resignation, and I want to know from you, do you think that traditionalist Catholics, evangelical Christians, social conservatives will continue to support Sarah Palin? Or does it bother you that she did not keep her commitment and stay in office for the 4 years? She made a contract with the voters. I'll be your governor for 4 years if you'll elect me. And she's not anymore. Does that bother you? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. We have Rick on the line, who is calling from Florida, listening on WTLN. Rick, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Thank you for having me on. I just wanted to say that I do feel like she's made the right move and taking care of Alaska, and I think she's going to make herself more visible and more accessible to the rest of the United States, the 48 states and Hawaii, and I think that she's doing the right thing.
Okay, would it bother you, Rick, if you were a citizen of Alaska and you had voted for her to be your governor for 4 years and she quit?
Well, I would have also looked at who's going to take her place in the event that she couldn't fulfill her duties.
Okay.
And I think she made a good choice there. But I do feel that there may be some of that sentiment, but she's having some issues there, and I think they're going to clear up the air with what's going on there, and that's going to help Alaska, and I think maybe the people there realize that as well.
Now, Rick, you're in a really important state when it comes to voting, no matter who is running, and that's the state of Florida. And you'll be making a decision in 2012, and everybody's going to be looking for you and your fellow voters there to support their candidacies. Do you think that somebody who says, I really don't want to deal with all of the ethics inquiries and so forth in Alaska, can really handle everything that's going to be coming at her as president of the United States?
I don't think she's going to lack for support here, and I think that she has to look at the big picture there. There's mm-hmm. more than just the ethics issues. They're the ramifications from that going on further. And I think she's looking at the well-being of Alaska and doing what she's doing.
Okay. Rick says he supports Sarah Palin just as much as he ever did right now. Do you agree with him? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK, and explain to me how it makes sense for Sarah Palin to lead a national political and cultural movement after quitting as governor of Alaska. Tell me how that makes sense to you or not. 877-893-TALK. We have Liz on the line, who's calling from Lincoln, Illinois. Liz, what are your thoughts on this?
Hi. I think there's an underlying issue. I think because she's a mom,
mm-hmm.
I think that's part of the issue, that because her excuse wasn't very good,
yeah.
I don't think I would vote for her because it seems like a quitter. I'm a Republican, and I liked her and all, but I'm thinking that, you know, her kids were in the public, or the reporters were putting the kids out in the public so much, where when you take an office, your family, it may be you and your spouse, you'll take all the hits, but, you know, your kids are supposed to be out. They don't do that to the president once
yeah.
they're in, and I think her children, and, you know, you don't want to get right up there and say, I'm doing this because of my kids, because then they will feel like they were the ones that were a fault because they were the children. So she probably couldn't say that.
Oh, okay. So you think it's about Sarah Palin saying, I'm going to be a mom?
Yeah, but she couldn't say that to her. I don't think she wants the publicity to say that about, you know, vocally, because her kids are right there.
Yeah.
You know, a child, they'll take that and remember that and say, it's my fault.
Okay. All right. Well, this is a mom's perspective on Sarah Palin as a mom. You know, I think if Sarah Palin had said, look, my kids are coming under assault. My family's coming under assault. I've got a very young baby, special needs baby, and I need to take care of my child. I'm going to give concentration to my family. I'd say hats off to her, and I think we could all commend that. But is that really what's going on here? Does the Sarah Palin resignation make you more or less likely to support her in the future? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. Tell me what you think is going on here. This is Russell Moore, sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program. Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and we are talking today about Sarah Palin. She is, at least at the end of this month, no longer going to be the governor of Alaska. And I want to know, what do you think about that? How does that matter to you? Do you think we ought to just kind of give up on Sarah Palin as an issue of interest? Or do you think this was a good move for her? Do you think that evangelical Christians ought to be on the Sarah Palin bandwagon? Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK, and let me know what you think. We've got Bob on the line. Bob, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Yes, hello, Dr. Moore.
Hello.
Personally, I think that she's making a mistake, and I think it's showing that she's having a hard time handling pressure, and if she can't handle this pressure, I don't know how she's going to handle the pressure of a primary campaign.
Okay.
For the presidential nomination.
Now, Bob, were you a Sarah Palin fan before?
I was not, no.
Okay. Why not?
I just felt like she just kind of didn't quite earn the presidential nomination. Most people that get nominated for president do kind of go through a campaign or a primary at least once, you know, and experience the pressure, and she was just kind of handed it. So.
Okay. Okay, Bob thinks that Sarah Palin's resignation means that she's not able to stand up to the pressure of being president of the United States. I'm not sure. You know, I don't know, because I don't know what she's doing. I don't understand it. I don't even know how to categorize it, so I'm not sure that I would agree with Bob that that's what's going on. I just don't get it. I just don't know. Maybe you can explain it to me. Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. I do agree, though, with Jonah Goldberg in National Review and with Fred Barnes in the Weekly Standard, saying this really does pretty much end, I think, any plausible run for president of the United States, unless she is so brilliant that she has a strategy that no one has ever seen or thought of before. And maybe that's the case. Give me a call, 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK, and let me know what you think. I think, though, that there is a lesson to be learned here, and we're going to talk about this in a few minutes. I think that there is a tendency, especially among my fellow evangelical Christians, to become so enthused about political candidates that we bank so much on them that when things tend to spin out of control, we don't have a way to talk about it or to think about it. And I think in this case, we probably ought to pull back and say, hey, we just don't know what's going on here. We admire some things about Sarah Palin. There are other things about Sarah Palin that you just have to say, why would you do that? Why would you make a commitment to 4 years as governor of a state and then quit? What do you think? 877-893-8255. We have Jim on the line calling from Aztec, New Mexico, listening on KPCL. Jim, what do you think about this Sarah Palin stuff?
Actually, I kind of respect your decision to not want to waste taxpayer money. Like you said, it's unclear exactly what she's going to do, but if she is going to, you know, go on the campaign trail or whatever, I've seen too many governors and such go into office and then hit the campaign trail going for president or whatever and expect the taxpayers to pay their salary. So I think she's done a right step there, perhaps.
Okay. Jim thinks it's a good move for her to step down. Yeah, the problem is, what Sarah Palin said was that she's not going to put the citizens of Alaska through, on the one hand, the ethics charges that are coming against her. Well, if you've got fallacious ethics charges being made against you, it seems to me the last thing you want to do is to quit and to set a precedent for your political enemies. Hey, if you want to run a governor out of office, then you just file a bunch of ethics charges. That doesn't make sense to me. On the other hand, saying, I don't want to be a lame duck governor and put the citizens of the state through that, it's not fair to them. Well, then you would never have anybody serving more than 2 years as a governor. I don't understand that, and I don't get it. But maybe you can explain it to me. 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. We have Kathy, who is listening in Baltimore, Maryland. Kathy, welcome to the Albert Mohler Program.
Hi, thanks. I was just driving in my car thinking about this, and it seems like with her reference to basketball, she really is just being a team player for the Republican Party. They're kind of calling the shots, and she's doing what they have deemed best for them, for her to do.
Okay, so do you think she's out of politics?
I don't think she's out of politics. I think she's maybe staying clear without a lot of publicity coming her way so that they can put her out fresh, shiny, and new as a presidential candidate.
Okay. Well, Kathy, you may be right. You may be right. But again, if that's the case, it is the first time that I have ever seen anything like that in history. Because the Richard Nixon comparison really doesn't work. Richard Nixon had been United States Senator. Richard Nixon had led the charge against international and domestic communism. Richard Nixon had been Vice President of the United States and a very effective Vice President of the United States. Remember the kitchen debate with Khrushchev. Richard Nixon had been the Republican nominee for President of the United States, and yeah, he had some difficult times, and he came back, but this is somebody who has served 2.5 years as governor of the state of Alaska, and now is going to be emerging, who already is dealing with the question of whether or not she has very limited experience. I don't see how that works to become President of the United States, but there are many people who are saying, well, what Sarah Palin is banking on is the fact that she has the charisma to lead a coalition of evangelical Christians and others to support her. That may be the case. I just don't see how that is the case right now. And what worries me a little bit about this whole discussion is the fact that we really don't know what's going on at all. And I think that the key issue that's missing here is what someone mentioned a few minutes ago, one of our callers mentioned, which is the element of being a mom. If Sarah Palin had come out and said, listen, my first responsibility is to be a mother and a grandmother, nobody'd be called, well, yeah, the feminist establishment would call her a quitter, and some of the country club Republicans would call her a quitter, but I'd be calling her a heroine for doing that kind of a thing. What I don't understand is saying I'm stepping back and I'm going to do something else, and I'm not quite going to tell you what that is yet. I don't see how that equals becoming President of the United States, but hey, I've been wrong before, and it could be that evangelical Christians are going to support that. What do you think? 877-893-8255, 877-893-TALK. We'll be back in a few minutes with my thoughts on what's really going on here. This is Russell Moore, sitting in for Albert Mohler, and this is the Albert Mohler Program. Welcome back to the Albert Mohler Program. This is Russell Moore sitting in for Albert Mohler, and we are talking today about Sarah Palin and her resignation. Let me tell you, I read the Maureen Dowd op-ed in the New York Times yesterday, and I was infuriated by it because it was so condescending. And I think one of the reasons why a lot of evangelicals feel an affinity with Sarah Palin is because there are so many people in powerful institutions in the United States of America who really dismiss Sarah Palin, not because of her political views, not because of her stances on the issues, but because of the fact that they see her as below the dignity of a class system in the United States in which someone who does not have a cosmopolitan zip code and an Ivy League education isn't worthy of attention. I think there's a lot of people in this country that resent that. And I think that Maureen Dowd making fun of her kids' names and making fun of her hometown of Wasilla, I think there are a lot of people who really resent that because that's who the country is. The country simply is more Wasilla, Alaska than it is Madison Avenue, New York. On the other hand, I do think that there's a lesson that evangelicals can learn from the tumult of the past couple of days. I don't know what's going on with Sarah Palin. I don't know if she is resigning as part of a really shrewd strategy to become president of the United States. I don't see it, but it could be. Or if she's simply tired of all of the ethics investigations and all of the attacks. It could be. But I think there is something to be learned here, and that is that we as evangelical Christians are really, really prone, it seems to me, to become so enthused with political figures that we just automatically impute to them almost superheroic status, and then we get let down. I'm not saying we're let down in this case. I just don't think we know. I just think we ought to say, you know, the scripture warns us, put not your trust in princes, in mortal man, in political leaders or in political movements. That's Barack Obama, and it's also Sarah Palin. We ought to instead say, hey, we're going to have some political alliances. We're going to have some people who support things we believe in. We're going to have people that we can say, hey, I respect your character. And with Sarah Palin, there's a lot of that that I agree with. This is a lady who really has been heroic, I think, at the level of standing up for disabled kids and for the right to life of handicapped children. I affirm that, and I salute that. On the other hand, let's remember, put not your trust in princes or in princesses either. This is Russell Moore, sitting in for Albert Mohler. This is the Albert Mohler Program, and we'll be back tomorrow to talk about things that matter.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit our website, www.albertmohler.com. You'll find archives of past shows and other important resources. You can also email your questions and comments. That's www.albertmohler.com. Be sure to join us next time for the Albert Mohler Program, your place for intelligent Christian conversation about the issues that matter.